This goes to Cora, C-O-R-A, Pavlik, P like Paul, A, V like Victor, L-I-K, N like November, P like Practice. Fax 989-842, and leave the rest blank. Regarding Dwayne, it's D-W-A-I-N, middle initial S like Sam, Rippey, R-I-P-P-I-E, date of birth 10-19 of 1954. Dear Ms. Pavlik, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Rippey with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was November 10th of 2025, and he has lost six pounds over the last 6 months. He is trying to limit caloric intake to continue the slow, successful weight loss. He denies any dietary changes, no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, minimal edema of the lower extremities, that is stable. Medications, I want to highlight Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Bisoprolol is 5 milligram twice a day. Potassium chloride, 20 mil equivalent daily. He's on Lipitor, Glipizide, Chlorthalidone is 50 milligram a day. Lisinopril, 5 milligram daily. Metformin is 1,000 milligram twice a day. And Trulicity, 0.75 milligram weekly. Physical exam, weight is 250 pounds, pulse is 88, blood pressure is 126 over 90. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese without ascites, and he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 4th. Of 2026, creatinine 1.67, estimated GFR is 43, previous levels 1.77 and 1.7, calcium is 10, sodium 140, potassium is 5.3. That's unusually high for him. The previous level in March was 4.3. Carbon dioxide is 28, random glucose 158, hemoglobin A1C is 6.4. His hemoglobin is improved up from 11.6 up to 12.6. Normal white count, normal platelet levels. Last intact parathyroid hormone was in January of this year at 64.5. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Two, mild hyperkalemia on last lab test. Since he's on oral potassium, we're going to decrease that from 20 mil equivalent daily to 10 mil equivalent daily. He is on the chlorthalidone, which a large dose of 50 milligram a day, which is not potassium sparing, but also he's on lisinopril, which usually helps and is potassium sparing. So then we will just recheck the potassium level on the lower dose of potassium chloride. Two, hypertension, currently at goal. Three, diabetic nephropathy with improved hemoglobin A1C. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.